Okay.
Yeah, Bob Adams for Jackie Beckerman. Hey, Jackie.
So listen, I didn't get anywhere on your request. But I am sending you a letter right now that I'm going to have to send you that just reassures you how seriously we've taken this.
Again, I got to tell you, you seem so... you've taken it very seriously. I got so many questions. Who did the investigation?
You know what, Bob? I can't do this, okay?
Why can't you do this?
Because you know what? First of all, there was a full outside investigation done. Let me just hold on.
What about internally? You said it was done internally.
Can I tell you? I didn't say it was done internally. I said we took it extremely seriously, reviewed everything, and there was a full resolved, okay, external investigation conducted by the New York State Department of Health Office of Professional Medical Conduct.
Yeah, and they gave him a plea deal, and they gave him a... Doesn't have anything to do with your own guidelines and ethics and standards.
No one takes it more seriously than that, Bob. Okay?
Yeah, I do. Actually, I think I do. I think the community does. Because, again, he took a plea deal with OPMC. I don't see anywhere that he was charged. And nobody from the university ever contacted and communicated with me again.
No,
when? In June. In
at
June.
The very beginning, you did when the
in June.
First came out.
In June. Over 9 months later.
I called up to
extend an olive branch and to find out why the University of Rochester is taking such a heavy-handed and discriminatory and tactics against me as the victim, and is there a way we can come to a resolution on this moving forward while OPMC is still conducting their investigation? Because I no longer can get health care, and I'm having difficulty with all kinds of issues. Is there... No, bullshit. Then where the hell were you back in July? So you're saying, wait! Stop yelling at me and putting me on the defensive.
I'm not yelling.
Yes, you are. And all you're doing is putting me on the defensive.
Okay, go ahead.
And you don't allow me to finish a thought. You come up with some kind of bullshit crap. Oh, I talked to your attorneys, and I'm like, well, yeah, I did. And what the hell happened about that? Who, what did Deidre Flynn do about that in knowledge when I communicated with her and discussed my sexual assault with her and with the risk management team? What about that? You brought it up.
No, you said you never talked to anyone.
If you want to yell, I can yell back.
Bob, you said you never talked to anyone in our legal department.
I talked to Deidre Flynn and made her aware that Gareth Warren sexually assaulted me, and I wanted to discuss my ongoing health care, and is there a way that we can come to a resolution going forward? And what happened?
When we started talking...
What happened? Two months later, Jackie Beckerman, I call up Highland Hospital, I talk to other people because I need health care. And that's the first time I talk to you, and you run around and hide and make the situation worse. What did you do, Jackie Beckerman, to make my life better? I'm waiting.
Okay.
What did you do? Do you, other than condone Gareth Warren using me as a cum rag?
Bob, Bob, when I first spoke to you the first time, okay, you told me things that no one, quote unquote, you said was taking seriously, okay? And one was about, and you replied.
By the way, I reviewed the tapes and you're still a liar. I did never said that he broke into my house.
Well, let me just tell you, whatever, I took exactly what you said and did what ethically I should have done, which is reported that.
What about me? Do you have any ethical obligation to the patients and the victims? What about me? No, it wasn't. There wasn't any investigation done from the University of Rochester. And bullshit, whatever OPMC wants to do is completely separate and independent of what the University of Rochester has in their standards and guidelines and bylaws and how they're going to treat sexual assault victims on their property and how they're going to get and communicate with that. So what the hell are you talking about? Yes, it was. I mean, bullshit, it wasn't on your property. I reported it to people right AFI within before he even came to my house. I was talking to people about him being stalking me and what he did and how fucked up that exam was. When he's got his hand up my rectum and he's talking about my nice, smooth prostate and the size of my penis and shit. Are you kidding me? Do you think all of a sudden he just decided to come to my house? He had, like, already assaulted me on the 28th. This guy is a knife. That's what scared the shit out of me when all of a sudden, after I hang up on the fucking asshole, he shows up at my house at 10 o'clock on a Friday night.
Didn't you call the police?
No, I didn't. I didn't call the police. I didn't talk to the police for 2 weeks. Because I'm a victim, as you should know. Don't you know anything about sexual assault victims?
Can I ask you something? Because you did go to the police.
Yeah, and so did you guys. And so did the University of Rochester.
I don't know what you're referring to, but don't
you think... Yeah, you sent the fucking guys over to my house, remember that?
Can I tell you...
And I'm going to be arrested for aggravated harassment. Remember that? That was on you, Jackie Beckerman. That's on you.
Okay. Listen to me, Bob. Listen, please.
That's on you.
Right now, I want to help you going forward because I can't do anything going back. And I'm asking you,
who can? So who in the legal department should I talk to then? Who's going to step up and do something for me? Because you know what? I'm pissing blood now. Do I have to worry about that? What about every time I go and take a piss and I'm pissing blood, you're going to take care of my health care? I want to talk to that fucking asshole who's in charge of the urology department.
Can I just tell you something? This is the first time I've heard you've been having...
Fuck you! It's none of your goddamn business. I shouldn't have to tell you anything. I told you I wanted to talk to the chair of the urology department.
That was not about a clinical...
Yes, I told you it was. Make an appointment for me. That was 2 weeks ago, Jackie Beckerman.
Bob.
You just don't care. You just want me to die. You're going to don't give a fuck about me. I don't give a fuck what he is. He's a urologist, right? You want me to have confidence in somebody? I want him. I want an appointment with him. If he doesn't think that he's a good doctor for me, he can refer me to somebody else.
So, but you are asking to see someone in urology.
I want to see the chair of the urology department. I don't give a shit. I'm a special Jackie Beckerman. Again, you want to help me out and you want to do something. Why do I have to fucking pull teeth and argue and bitch and moan and cry and know that I'm not going to get any help? because you're going to truncate me off into somewhere in La La Land, and if I want to see some doctor, I should be able to see him. Fuck you, it doesn't. Then it's going to start because I want...
He takes no one without a referral. And you don't have...
So you're going to get in touch with him and say this is a very special case. You understand all this. He's not going to come in and start having a fit in the urology department sitting in the waiting room. And we're going to be sitting there waiting for him to pounce on him. He's coming in to see you. Do that. Do that.
If
your old man wanted to go and see this guy, you'd get him in to see him. I want to see him.
No, I couldn't.
Bullshit. I don't give a fuck whether you could or not. I don't care whether Beckerman can or not. I want
to
go.
If you're worried about your health care, why does it have to be...
You know what? And I also... Really? What are you doing for me? Well, it's been 2 weeks now. I've been sitting here patiently wondering, waiting and trying. Is anybody ever going to step up? No. So now you told me 2 weeks ago you were going to send me a fucking letter, and now today you're going to send me another letter. Isn't that just goddamn swell?
I tried. You asked me to look into something. Okay, I tried.
And what happened to it? What happened to it? Where is it? Who has possession of my cookbook? Bullshit. Why should I believe you?
You did tell me at your last conversation that you couldn't see. I asked you if you wanted behavioral health. I asked you if you wanted a support group. I asked you if you wanted primary care. I asked you if you, and
yep.
You said no to all of those. I'm happy.
Who are you going to get me? Get me. Who are you going to refer me to? Who are you going to, who are these people?
Do you want a primary care physician?
Who?
Is that your...
Who are you going to get me?
I will call primary care and ask them who is seeing patients.
I don't want just a list. I don't... You're going to get me... No, this is too anxiety-ridden. I want the best. I want you to get in touch... And I wanted to be able to vet these people, and you're going to sit there, and when I get it down to one person or two people, you're going to say they want to come in and see you, and if you don't see him, your job is in jeopardy. Because you know what? Until that asshole Eric Ward went over and saw Akabuchi in 2010, I had a great primary care physician and was happy with him for 15 years. But apparently, you guys, University of Rochester informed him that if he continued to see...
Huh? Who was your primary care physician?
Akabuchi.
And why did you stop seeing him?
Because he couldn't see me anymore. He stopped seeing me. Because Eric Ward went to his office and said, if you give this guy any help, any assistance on waking up on operating tables, deal with this anxiety that he's dealing with, if you give him any kind of guidance, and not only Dr. Akabuchi, but everybody in his office, the secretaries and the nurses and everybody in this office, became fully aware of the fact that if they gave me any help and guidance and assistance, that their jobs were in jeopardy. And therefore, after 15 years, at a very formative stage of my, PTSD, when it could have just been a slight anxiety issue, I got Akabuchi gets in touch with me and says, I can no longer have you as a patient.
Okay, Bob, I'm going to, right now.
Nice, isn't that great? So now I wonder, and you wonder what you're going to do for me. Who? And what is their, are they an employee of the hospital, and anything I do or say is going to be used against me by the university? How do I have any assurance that that's not going to happen after I did the olive branch thing back in June?
No one is saying, Bob, no one is saying you cannot have health care here. No one has said that.
You're going to use it. How are you going to use it again? I need to know this because, again, you don't understand. You've lied to me continuously. The University of Rochester has no, they can't even give me a cookbook back. Give the guy some peace. Give him, let him, his, to give him his fucking cookbook back so the guy doesn't, so he doesn't have to think of Derek Warren beating off every morning while he's eating his Cheerios and thinking about what a hot guy Bob Adams is and what a great lay he was and how great it was that he got away with it.
I'm going to get you some names for behavioral health.
Oh, yeah, great. And who's paying for it? By the way, and who's paying for it? Because you know what? I want to be able to just submit my bills to you guys. How about that? I'll get my own goddamn health care, behavioral health care, but I'm just going to submit the bill to you.
Do you have insurance? No,
not for behavioral health.
You know what?
No, I don't. And regardless, I wouldn't be going. And what about my, I have to go and deal with all this? Because why the fuck do I have to go and get behavioral health now? Oh, it's because of the way the University of Rochester treated him. So it's all your fault fucking anyway. You could have done this shit, Jackie Beckerman. You suck at your job. You should have done this 2 years ago.
Okay.
And I asked, when I asked about this.
Okay.
So how in the hell, tell me how I'm going to trust you. Teach me. Let's develop trust here, Jackie Beckerman. Because you won't let me talk to the chair. I can't talk to the chair of the biology. Who's gonna, really, I need to know, because you, all you've done, you've told me that this guy, James Newell's gonna look out for my best interest. You guys, what happened to you?
I will get you, Bob.
You're so full of it. I'm on my own. You know what, what's the number, I'll tell you what's the number for the chair of the year of the behavioral health department? Can you give me that? 275 what? What's the guy's name and number? McCain? Then go ahead, look it up. You got me on hold. I can do it too. Look it up and give me the number, and I'll call the guy. I'll call up his secretary and say I was assaulted by Gareth Warren, and I need some help.
Bob, I think it's been made clear to you that if you need healthcare, you can tell me what you need. We don't want you calling all over.
Well, that's too bad. And what happens if I do?
Okay.
What are you gonna do? What are the consequences if I do it anyway?
Bob,
because I don't trust you.
Okay. I'm sorry you feel that way.
So what about Gary? And then we can go back. Yeah, really.
Bob,
and
Bob, I'm going to hang up, and I will get you names of behavioral health specialists who can help.
Why?
Okay?
And who is that? And they, and who? And if I don't like any of them? Huh?
Then, you know what? We can only provide what we can provide. It's your choice whether you...
I want to tell you. I'm telling you. I tell you who I want to see, and you're like, no, you can't.
No, you're not asking to see them.
I don't want you to tell me. I don't want, you know what, Jackie Beckerman?
You're not clinicians.
You're not a clinician.
Administrators.
They are clinicians.
Administrators.
They are administrators. Absolutely. My Uncle Jim was both. I know how it works. You think I'm stupid? If the guy's the chair of the department, he knows everybody in the department.
Okay. I will talk to them. I will get back to you. Thanks.